I figured that they must be right. So I discounted the first impression that I had. I admit that I did not choose wisely in the choice of my companions and managed to get myself into serious trouble. As a result, I ended up being convicted of to be crucified with just as this man Jesus was. I was there at Jesus' trial in the judgment hall, and also with him as he was being led out to be crucified. I could hear comments of both derision and praise from the multitude that accompanied us, depending on which side of the fence they were on. I remembered Pilate's declaration, "I find no fault in him." I noticed Jesus' godlike bearing and his pitying forgiveness of his tormentors. As I observed all of this going on, I became once more convicted that indeed this Jesus was the Christ. I knew that I had no more to fear from man at this point, but strangely, I was convicted that there was a God to fear and a future to cause me to tremble. I realized that I would receive the due reward for my deeds. I also realized that this Jesus had done nothing worthy of death. In Jesus, I saw the promised Lamb of God that would take away the sins of the world, and I knew that I had sins that no crucifixion by man could pardon. A glimmer of hope crossed my mind. Could it be that even in this bleak and unpromising hour, that this man, this Jesus, could help even me? Every fiber of my being suddenly clung to this hope, and with anguish, my dying soul cast itself upon this bruised and dying Savior. And I exclaimed, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." A bright light suddenly pierced the darkness and brought me peace of acceptance with God, as Jesus replied, "I say unto thee today, thou shalt be with me in paradise." No words can express the joy that I felt at his words as I realized that I, even I, a common criminal, condemned, could be saved. My happiness had no end, even though I knew that I would surely die very soon. At last, I could die in peace. That is my testimony, Your Honor.
Thank you, Jedediah. You may step down. At this time, we will have a musical presentation of Jesus' prediction of his resurrection. I will rise.
And to loose the seven seals thereof. And I'm going to go over to verse 5. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels around about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto them that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." And because he rose, we have hope. I've been to too many funerals in the last 3 months, and but we grieve not like others.
I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor in my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He has risen from the dead, and I will rise. When he calls my name, no more sorrow, no more pain, I will rise on eagle's wings before my God, fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. There's a day that's drawing when this darkness breaks this light, and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my sight. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain, I will rise on eagle's wings before my God, fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. I hear the voice of many angels sing, worthy is the Lamb. I hear the cry of every longing heart, worthy is the Lamb. Jesus has and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory.